Blog Talk Radio.
Ready. Good evening, podcast audience. It's Wednesday night, 9 o'clock, and it's time for the world premiere podcast, The Attic.
The Attic
is an urban-based podcast. All founding members are from the beautiful, toxic state of New Jersey. Now, my team, the folks that helped me put together this podcast, I got Big Brother, the Messenger, I got my baby sister, and my baby brother. We have Sister Tippy, and we have Nurse Carmen. Now, if you'll give me 60 of your minutes, guaranteed to entertain you. And again, we want to make Wednesday night, 9 o'clock, an event in your podcast life. Every Wednesday night, 9 o'clock, we want you tuned into The Attic.
The Attic.
I don't care what nobody say. I'm telling you, I'm liking that whole opening track right there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm feeling
it's
like
beautiful.
Yeah, I'm feeling like I'm in Sony studio, and like me, well, I don't know no big name rappers to say. I was gonna say Puff Daddy,
yeah.
But me and somebody big, we're in the studio. We just setting it up. But anyway, hey, good evening. It's Wednesday night. It's time for the premiere podcast. The Attic. Ooh. How's everybody? Everybody's good? I feel a lot of energy. A lot of energy coming in right now. Hey, but listen. Wednesday night show, The Attic. Again, New Jersey-based podcast. Again, all cast members are from New Jersey. All of us are not in New Jersey, but there is a definite New Jersey flavor about to be sprinkled. Hey, good evening, Cass. How's everybody doing this evening?
Great. Good, bro.
From South Florida, good.
Okay. All right. We got that juice
you
right
know
there.
I
huh?
That.
I ain't mad at you, OG. Not at all. I don't know. I feel like just going putting on my Kango and put some baby oil on the hat because I know you could get there with me, brother. Hey, but anyway, hey, listen, tonight we want to talk. I'm sorry, had a little problem there, but tonight what we want to talk about is, again, we're going to get back to our bases here as we talk about black and white issues. And let's start off with the parents. And I know we talked about it, so we're just going to breeze through it for a minute. Let's talk about the parents. Those actors who paid that money for their kids and now they got to go to jail. Listen, not being a rich person, I don't have millions or hundred thousands or thousands for that matter to give to somebody so my kid could get in school. But I'm calling bullshit on having to do jail time for that. I'm sorry. I don't see that shit. Not at all. Not no 2 days. If you're going to go to jail, go to jail. But you going to jail for what, 14 days? Now, don't get me wrong. 14 days in jail is still 14 days in jail. And trust me, I'm not trying to minimize that. But come on, let's be for real. I think that's some I don't even know what to call that. I don't think that she should go to jail for doing what she did. I think they should take some more of her money and fines. But jail time, I think that's just crazy, man. What do you think?
I tend to agree with you. And I think the only reason they did it because of who she is. She's an example. To put the fear of God in everybody else. But people, the wealthy have been doing this since colleges first opened up. Back in the past. It's nothing new. They just got caught.
But I'm just saying, okay, I get the fact that you got caught. I don't care how much money you had that I didn't have. But I say, if you've got $150,000 to pay to a college to make sure your child gets in there, then maybe you have $200,000 to donate to some organization that needs your donation. Rather than me send you to jail for a few days. I don't get the going to jail for a few days thing. I'm sorry.
My worry is, A, what are they going to do with the dude who got most of the damn money in the first place? The dude who they paid off to pay coaches or whatever at these schools. If you want to put somebody in jail, I would put the people who got the money. Also,
well,
I mean, if I go to jail for bribing you, I want you in the next cell.
Because
you're just as guilty as I am for taking money under those circumstances.
But here's my thing, and I'm sorry if this is just my opinion. I don't speak for my whole race of people right now. I'm sorry. I say if you had the money and that was going on, I don't see that as one of them major damn issues that we need to go up and march about, man. I don't. I just see that as some slick shit that took place. You got caught, pay a fine, and go on with life. But all this shit about, I don't know. I don't even know how to actually describe it. But I don't think it should be this big hoopla about it. Anybody else, what you think about that?
I think the problem that I see... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, babe.
Go ahead.
Okay.
I think, right, they're just trying to make something out of nothing. But like you said, this has been going on forever and a day. And if it ain't that, it's something else. They're always trying to do something. The jail thing, they like throwing people in jail for some reason. I don't understand. I hate to jump topics, but I don't understand child support, why you put them in jail. You need to put them on a job to make sure you can get that money. To put them in jail, you know, so they want to use jail, but it makes no sense.
But messages said,
yeah, they put them in jail. They put them in jail so that Bill can raise, you know, go higher. So when they get out of jail, they can turn around and put them right back in there because they know most of them ain't got no $27,000, you know what I'm saying, to be paying right there. Not that you probably got to pay all at that time, but you got to put up enough, at least about five or two.
I mean, but, you know, on the other side of the coin, you got these white women paying hundreds of thousands of dollars to get their kids in school. But I hear a story out there about a black woman in Akron who I guess gave the wrong address, and they gave her 5 years, man. They gave her 5 years. I mean, did anybody hear that story?
To get her kid in a better school district.
Yeah. Right.
Get
right.
her kid in a better. Besides, she was homeless.
You know, so.
And to get a kid, to get her kid in a better school district, she lied about her address. And you're right, she got 5 years. That's what everybody's really ticked off about. The difference in the punishment. And that's a legitimate gripe.
So where's the justice? How do they, you know, how can they justify that? 14 days to 5 years. There's no, how can they justify doing something like that?
Look at the optics. One is black, one is white. Case closed.
Right, and the bad part about it, they won't even try to justify it. They just say it is what it is and keep it moving.
Of course not.
And Ohio is one of the most desegregated areas, you know.
Yeah. But the
that's getting the 14 days, she did a lot more fraudulent things in terms of what she did to get her child into that college. And so for her to walk away with only 14 days is just ridiculous. and they gave that other woman 5 years for just doing something with an address, it's just ridiculous.
Hold on. Breaking news update. The black lady who got the 5 years, she didn't get it because she lived outside the school district. She didn't get it for that. She got the 5 years and it's probation because she sold drugs to an undercover cop.
Oh, they didn't.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
So now that changes the whole dynamic of the story.
She actually got 10 days.
You know, I believe that, right?
It is the whole dynamic of the story.
Precisely.
What happened, brother?
No. Those are totally two different crimes.
Exactly. She sold the whole dynamic of the story.
Not once, but twice. She sold to an undercover cop.
I suggest.
Go ahead. You said that's what.
It's a cop out. How come they didn't put the story out first if that was the reason why?
See, that's one of
the drugs was the crime, not the kid.
Well, that's one of them stories, again, that you put a piece of the story out and let people just run with it. Then you come right back and be like, yeah, see, you always claiming injustice. But look at this. You didn't know she had drugs on her. You didn't know she sold drugs. So, again, sometimes the media will put a story out in stages like that because they want you to talk about that ass first. And then we come back later in small print and say she had drugs on her.
Yeah,
it's like that. It's like Juicy Smollett. That's what.
Yeah. Oh, you go.
They got it. They got us again. They did it to us again. See, I can't play. I can't with them.
Oh, you talking about that?
But
Dave Chappelle warned us already about that.
But you gotta ask yourself though. Also, you gotta ask yourself this. Which is the bigger crime? She got busted with drugs sold to undercover agent twice. What? Right, exactly. Is that after the kid thing or before the kid thing? When did this happen?
I think it was around the same time.
Yeah. Oh, so she's trying to get that kid in a better school while she's peddling her drugs. Oh, okay.
Mm.
Damn, you put it.
Well,
hold on.
Drugs to make that money to pay for
it. Wait a minute,
to
man.
School.
Damn, you put a spin on that. All right. Okay. You know what? I'm standing with my fist raised in the air right now, yo. Yeah. you put a
right
spin
now,
on that. I'm standing with my fist raised in the air right now. Hey, but so what's happening in
I'm
the
standing by the
guy?
Window. I'm standing
nah,
looking
by
out
the
window.
I got something I wish we would talk about. Biden and his comments in the past about, hell no, I'm not responsible for what happened 150 years ago, or his other comments, the reason why our children get in trouble because we don't know how to raise our children. Unless you guys didn't hear about that.
I mean, is he wrong?
He was about not raising children right.
Yeah. And watch this now. Hold on. But is he wrong on his raising the children part? That is, there may be reasons why.
I have a problem when you say all.
Yeah, no, don't
or
get me
even,
wrong.
We all don't know how to raise. Some of us have no right being parents, white or black, pink or purple. I have no problem with that. But to say that the entire race of people don't know how to raise children, hell, we were good enough to raise your goddamn child.
Go ahead. Tell it like it is. Damn it. Go ahead.
I'm going to get out.
That's for real, though.
I'm mad because I've been talking up Biden for the last couple of months.
No.
And then my son sends me this story about this, about his crap of 20 years ago, and he's yet to say anything different.
Joe Biden, the best and only good thing about Joe Biden is he hung out with Barack for 8 years. after that, there's nothing else with Joe Biden. Now, again, I still say Cory Booker going, some miraculous shit going to happen, and Cory going to get up in there somewhere. But right now, honestly, I'm feeling Elizabeth Warren. I don't think that she is electable, but I think she's the best candidate right now. If we're running
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
I thought I was losing my mind.
No, because like I said, Bernie. I like Bernie. Bernie would make like a good maybe vice president over some other shit. You know, you're important, Bernie. You're important. But not right here.
He tends to remind him and Biden tends to remind me of number 45. We used to have a saying back in the day. He has diarrhea of the mouth. That you let them run and they're gonna say the wrong thing.
Well, actually, it was kind of funny because he was running his mouth like what parents should do, and that man, he almost said it. What you used to call a record player back in the day, a phonograph?
Yeah,
he was saying how they need to listen to the phone, and he caught himself, and then he said record player.
No, but listen, I don't think none of them. I just don't. But think about this. Before we take a walk over to the White House, the Oval Office, just think about this, though. With all the shit. Hold on one second. Let me check something here. Yeah. With all the things that you hear about our president, current president, we having trouble. You hear what I'm saying? We having trouble finding a damn candidate that can run against him to get him unseated. Now, what does that say about this nation, man? That's crazy. I'm sorry. That's just, we having trouble trying to find a Democratic candidate that we are certain of is going to beat Trump in an election. I would think anybody would beat him in an election. Because let me tell you something. Coming from 4 years of my man doing what he do, it is now understood, really, anybody could be the president. It don't matter. At one point, you thought education was very important. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not asking you to sit down here and do math. I mean, at no point do you really have to do anything except know that something needs to be done because you got people doing that for you. So I don't care. But when they tell you what's going on, you just have to be smart enough to say, I'm going to go with you because I don't know any better. And that's not what we have right now. And pardon the rant, but that just came to me. So, you know, just like we used to do in church, man, I had to speak on it. But I'm going to bring it on back, though, to 45. But before I go 45, this is, you got Kavanaugh ass back up in the news again. Now,
listen, they're not going to get, we don't have the, all we're going to do is like Shakespeare say, sound and fury, signifying nothing, because they don't have the votes. They don't have the votes. That even if the House, even if the House indicts him, the Senate won't kick him out.
The same Senate that voted his ass in. Well, guess what, folks? They haven't gone anywhere, man. You know what?
Precisely.
Precisely. This joke is still over there. So if they voted to have him confirmed, why do you think, me personally, now again, maybe this is part of the way I was raised, and you know, in my 15 years and younger, I want to say that now. I say they should just let that go. I'm just saying, because as I got older, I thought different. I'm just saying, y'all need to leave the justice alone. You done messed up. You had him. You let him slip away. So he's here now.
Right.
I mean, keep an eye on him. But every year or so, you got to stop trying to impeach that man or get him kicked out. And I got to say this. I'm sorry. And I don't mean to offend anybody. And again, this is just conversation for podcast. At what age, when you were growing up, at what age are you no longer accountable for shit that you did growing up as you are now an adult? But you know what I'm saying? Does that make – so I'm running for president, but when I was 14 years old, me and some guys from the football team, we pulled a train on this girl in the locker room. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that's okay. Now, let's be for real. I'm not saying that's okay today. I'm not, at this point, I'm not saying that's okay. But what I'm saying is at 65, 70 years old, now I'm running for a top office. If that comes up again, should that stop me from being in that position? Really? I mean, am I by myself on this?
No, it shouldn't. It shouldn't stop you in that position unless, 40. Of course, you continued that type of behavior. And he still drink. He told you he loved him some beer, so he still drink. So that leads me to believe if he's still drinking, he's drinking a lot. And if he's drinking a lot, if he did
thank you
before when he was in his and when okay. with his boys, because it was a special school, and then he was a judge and all that, so he always had the ability to cover up a lot of stuff. Now, but
he
right
said,
now, all they're talking about is what happened in high school and college and
yeah.
stuff. But I'm willing to bet if you dig a little deeper, you'll find out this has happened throughout
right
his
now.
Life.
It's been probably
yeah.
more recent stuff that will happen.
Yeah.
Some more
now,
recent
now,
things.
Let me qualify what I said earlier about how long should a man be.
Leopard don't change his spots.
Yeah. Yeah, but now don't get me wrong. When you have the propensity, they said when he was in nursery school, he would drink like 2 bottles of milk and just take his pants off. I don't know. He had this
what?
Thing. He just. I mean, he had this thing about being naked. Then when he
yeah.
went to like when he went to kindergarten, he after lunch everybody else was asleep. He stand around with his pants off. Then when he went to junior high school, every chance he got, he running through the locker room naked. Now in high school, they had a problem getting him on the football field because he always wanted to be naked. So I'm just trying to.
So to me, this isn't a behavior. So then, to me,
that's
this isn't somebody that we may want to have as somebody on the highest court of the land. This is somebody that I don't think should be.
But wait a minute, and this is going to sound even crazier. This is going to sound very crazy. So, just because a person got some weird ass fetishes. Don't mean all their decisions are messed up. Now, what would believe that? Because if that's what you choose to believe, I mean, or you want to do, well, that's a little different. But just because a man got them twisted-ass thoughts like that, don't get me wrong. I'm not a supporter. I'm just here making conversation. That don't mean they can't be a good judge, does it?
It makes me question some things about you. That's one of the high. That's the highest court of the land that you're on right now. So you're making some serious decisions here.
You're defending by a man.
If you can't be held, how can you judge me for what I did when you doing what you did? Just because
you
didn't do what I did, that two wrongs don't make a right. So,
so
you like to walk around naked. And when you walk around naked, that's indecent exposure, isn't it?
Last time I checked.
But what's the at some point, right? Somebody must have told Brett, like, yo, Brett, yo, you straight holding, kid. I'm just saying, somebody must have pumped him up because they said he just being naked is some shit he likes. What's it? Only from the waist down. Now he might have a shirt and tie on. But he gonna take his pants off. That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Pants is off, man. I'm sorry.
That's just not normal behavior. That's not normal behavior. It's just not.
Of course it is.
But it's
not normal.
But again, now the system is rigged. The system is really screwed up. But he went through the system and he beat the system. So what do we do now? That's all I'm saying. What do we do?
Find somebody.
Hey, O.J. went through the system. He beat the system, but everybody still looked at him like a murderer.
And they went after him. They set him up.
And they still got him anyway, though, didn't they? They went after him and still got him anyway.
Yes, they did.
It, Laws are made to be changed. That's what I'm saying. Laws are made. They made them, and they can still change them.
Well, the old expression, he who has the goal makes the rules.
All right.
Let's see, nothing necessarily.
You get the money,
OJ,
you can change.
What if I got gold?
If he just would have went somewhere and sat down, they never would have got him.
Right.
Absolutely.
No, but he would have had to sit down and not get up.
He would have had to lay down. He would have had to lay down and get low and not get up.
That's right.
No.
Anything else OJ did,
he could have came back.
Don't get him on it.
No, he could have
came back, man.
He could have came back.
Only way he could have came back is
if he didn't go to that hotel to get his stuff. Where would he be?
Yeah.
They also stopped him a couple times for quote unquote drinking and driving. So that's why I'm saying no matter what he did, they was going to get him.
He didn't go to the
hotel. He was pulled over once a month. They put, on GP, they pulled him over.
Yeah.
Hey, but
you
I
killed
got
white people. Ain't no coming back from that. If you would have killed Tupac, you would have came back. But you ain't coming back from just killing two white people. Not no black guy. I don't care who you are. You ain't coming back from that.
He should have definitely left California. He should have definitely left California.
Okay, I got a question.
He lived down here for a while.
Yeah, he went to Florida. They followed him to Florida.
Okay, let me get in here with a question. All right, hold on one second. Okay, here's a question for the podcast audience. All right, now we're talking about OJ. We talk about a lot of things, but I got a question. Back in the day, when everybody was wearing designer jeans, right? What was your favorite designer jean? I don't know why that question came to me, and I don't know. I used to like the Calvin Kleins, man.
I was too damn poor. I was too poor.
You went real left with that, but okay.
Yeah,
that was nice. Yeah, you came out of nowhere with that, but okay.
But I like the Calvin Klein. Because back in the day, you know.
It was that Cavassier?
That question just
came. Was that Cavassier?
I got to check and see what my co-producer put in my drink.
Okay.
I'm going to say, where did that come from? Where did that question come from? That came out of nowhere. Where did that come from?
He turned the corner and went watch down this. The street with that one, didn't he?
No,
yes, he did.
Watch this. I said, like my man said, when I was sitting here doing like pre-show, I wrote this shit down, and at some point I had to ask it. So,
okay.
So I'm going back to the original question. Back in the day when we was wearing designer jeans, what was your favorite designer jean?
Sergio's were
Sergio's.
Nice.
See, now, Sergio's was for that slimmer fit. Yeah, you was a little slimmer, you got in the Sergio's.
I bought $5 jeans at the 5 and 10 cent store.
Hey, Wranglers was mine.
Wranglers?
Well, I think back in the day, a lot of guys used to wear those Lees, didn't they?
Nah, it's Lees.
No,
actually, Calvin Klein and all
Lees.
That.
Okay.
That
yeah.
was
yeah,
made.
I'm talking
so
about. I'm talking about.
Ass.
I'm talking about guys. I'm not talking about the girls. I'm talking about a lot of the guys like that hung around the way. They would wear like this. Wasn't it different color Lees?
Lees.
Yeah. Maybe.
But as far as in terms of designer. That was the Calvins, the Sassoons, Gloria Vanderbilt. That's all of them. Sergio Valente's, all of that stuff.
Sister Tibby, what was your favorite jeans?
Bonjour, baby, and Gloria Vanderbilt.
Bonjour.
Oh, I forgot about the Bonjours. Okay, I forgot about those. Yeah.
Okay,
white
now.
White people, you know how they do.
But all right, man. Hey, that's okay. But now, where were we before that question came to me that I had to ask? Oh, we were talking about Kavanaugh sexual predator.
You were talking about co-producer putting roofies in your drink.
Yes, that's pretty much.
No, I was saying that question came during pre-show, and I wrote it down, and I was going to put it in there. And the next question I had during pre-show was, as you look around today, how come shit costs so much, man? That's the kind of pre-show I had today.
What are you doing?
You're getting
that question has been asked since time immemorial.
See, thank you,
we
bro.
We said the same thing back in the. Said the same thing back in the 60s. It is what it is.
It's the tariffs, man. It's the tariffs. I'm blaming it on Juicy Smollett.
Yo.
Like they said about the dude who asked the price of a Rolls Royce. If you have to ask the price of something, you can't afford it. Leave it alone.
Hey, you know what? For a few minutes, podcast audience, hey, tell me what's going on in your life, man. Anybody.
Oh, wow.
Somebody
get him.
Yeah.
Get your boy.
While I was up in Jersey, I went to a reunion of family members who I never knew existed. Never knew existed. Through DNA, I found a whole new family that outside of my children, I didn't know existed.
And then found out
I was raised wrong. I was raised as a black kid. Found out that I'm Puerto Rican. Both of my parents are Puerto Rican.
But you were still raised right, though.
Wow.
Now run with that.
You were still raised right.
He said, now run with that.
I got a question for you.
He said, now run with that.
I mess with OG, man.
I'm messing with him either. He said, now run with that.
Well, let me ask you a question. I got to ask, just for conversation, if you did like one of those DNA tests and found out that you had a really, really crazy family, would you connect with them? Like, you know how you investigate before you find out, and you find out that you got some cousins or some brothers that you never knew about, but when you go and look at them, they're into some really crazy shit. Would you like still connect with them?
Family.
Okay.
No, I got enough craziness in my life as it is. What do I need more for?
These people
I found were absolutely well. Man, listen, it is what it is.
I find that
black for over 86 years, I cannot find myself to think otherwise. I try.
So
I can't think any other way.
Was it a good experience? Was it a good experience for you?
Pardon me?
Was it a good experience when you connected?
Oh, I loved it. I loved it.
Great. That's great. That's good. That's good.
No, because, until I started having children, I had no family. They were out there, but I never...
Cool.
If one of my daughters didn't bug me to do DNA, I still wouldn't.
Okay, so
then it turned out to be a good thing for you, so that's good.
So since you found out you ain't black, did they revoke your nigga card, or you still got the nigga card?
No, I still got. I ain't turning it in. Come on, man.
I'm just bro. They were like, "Yo, let me get that right there from you." Let me get that right there.
My kids tried that. I told them, "Leave me alone already."
Oh, all right. You can't do that no more, Pop. She's like, yo, I'm Boricua. I said, Medellin. Do you speak Spanish?
Speak your Spanish.
My second wife was Puerto Rican. Four of my children's mother was Puerto Rican. I know all the cuss words.
I got ready to say, you know the important shit. She said, I know what I need to know. I know when shit ain't right.
I know when she was cussing me out.
Hey, so Brother Messenger, what's happening with you these days? Yeah, we going around getting let the audience feel the cast members.
Well, Messenger,
what is going on. Technically, everything is going on, and I'm just observing. That's just creepy for tomorrow.
I was just saying, yo, what kind of shit was that right there, yo? I'm sorry. Wait
in
a minute.
Other words, he got nothing right now. He got nothing.
Thank you, baby girl.
I got nothing
over
here.
He got nothing. That was a nice way of saying he got nothing. He got nothing right now. That's all.
What I'm saying, he went deep. And I was sitting here like, all right, go ahead. Bring it on home, messenger. Bring it on home, man. But he didn't quite bring it around.
No, because I wanted you to do it for yourself.
All right. Tippy, tell me something. So, what's going on with you?
Well, we got two things going on, co-producer. The first thing we got is our favorite psychic and medium, Mary Barrett, will be in Columbus Saturday, October 5th, doing readings and chakra cleansings and hypnosis. So we got that on lock. That'll be a great day and a great event. That is
she
the first
right.
thing we got going on.
Yeah, she said that like she's a public.
I know, man. like I was expecting
was she on the show before?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I remember her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, Tippy, your announcement was so jovial that I thought that I feel like taking out some bubbles, just blowing bubbles and shit, man.
Haters gonna hate. And the second thing we got is my beloved aunt has been struggling with mental illness for a while. And today we got some great news. We got the treatment plan. We got some things in place. And I can see a light at the end of the tunnel for her. And my creator is good and all is well. And I am blessed.
You go,
that's what
girl.
I'm making.
Right. Amen. Glad to hear it.
Okay.
Thank you. That's real good.
There's always hope.
Yep. On Monday, she said she was hopeless and was talking of ending her life. Today, she is saying, I can see that there may be hope for me. Maybe hope. Hope is a big word.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
I'll say to you, where do you think she got it from?
She got it first from herself, is where she got it first.
Right,
and second, she got it from all the love and prayer and support.
All right, now.
Okay.
Hey, amen. Right. Hey, baby boy.
Yeah.
Where's my damn baby brother at? Tell me something, man. How your life doing, man? What's going on with you, man?
I'm breathing, and I'm a private man. Don't appreciate my brother back to me.
In other words, leave him alone. Leave him alone.
But I will tell you, no, I heard this story and I was kind of puzzled. This girl that got arrested for making a copy of her private part. Oh, at the library.
Now, wait a minute. Is this one of the stories that's going to keep saying? And the two dudes, because you don't sound like you know the story, but go ahead.
No, there's no two dudes. I'm reading. I'm saying.
Okay, go ahead.
I just thought that was kind of odd, but then as I'm finished reading the story, come to find out, she had went to the bank for a loan, and they told her they're going to need a copy of her source of income.
Oh! What the hell is wrong with you?
Oh! She be selling that yak.
Wow. So stand in the corner.
You know what?
Well, you asked him. He asked him.
Sure did.
That's what happened. He asked him. He asked him. He wasn't bothering nobody. He wasn't bothering nobody, and he asked him. So
you get
what you get when you ask him.
You know what, I'm sitting here saying, now, at some point, this shit got to make sense, man. It got to make sense.
That's what I'm saying, so I kept on reading.
All right. Wait for it. All right, watch
wait
this.
For it.
Yeah. Well, that's all you have to do is listen and wait for it. And hopefully you'll get it.
Talk to me, baby. How's your day going? How's your week going?
Good, good. This I celebrated a birthday this month, so I thank God for that.
Oh, happy
and
happy birthday
you.
To you. Happy birthday.
Tippy be sitting in the back like, yeah, say it's somebody's birthday. Say it's somebody's birthday.
Yeah, say it. Say it.
I got a song for that ass.
And I had an opportunity to see the play Hamilton. If you guys ever get a chance to go see that, you should go check it out. It was awesome. Hamilton.
Oh, you know what's coming back?
Is that the Negroid?
What is it?
It's a musical actually, but it was awesome.
That's the Negroid one, right?
Yes, but it's very good. Very good.
And it wasn't that, ain't nobody gonna check that, me on the that's the Negroid one. Okay. Go ahead.
It was all black actors and stuff. But it was very good, very good.
If New York Theater, Colored Girls who Consider Suicide is coming back.
Oh, is it? Okay.
It was out in the 70s. Won a couple of awards. It was a smash on Broadway.
I know Issa Rae. She's doing a remake of Set It Off.
Oh, really?
Remember the movie Set It Off with Queen Latifah and Jada? She's doing a remake of that.
That can't be remade.
Yeah, she's doing it.
That was a good movie.
Wow.
Said y'all need a new DJ.
Yeah,
I'm your man.
You're in prison.
The minor challenge.
I'm sorry.
So, yes, she hasn't announced who she's going to get to play who's going to star in it. But the characters. But everybody's telling her she's got to come correct because that movie was epic.
Yeah.
So she's going to have to do a good job with it.
Remember that Whitney Houston hologram thing? They was talking about doing the hologram.
Right.
With her? Yeah, they're going to do that.
Well, listen.
They're doing Coming to America over also.
And that's going to be funny. But I do know, at least for the movie Set It Off, the Queen Latifah, she didn't even have to act for that one. But that was a good movie.
Yeah.
So it should be interesting.
Yeah. I remember Queen Latifah was somebody number one rapper. Yeah, baby sis. Yeah.
No, sir.
You were Nola J.
No, that is not correct. You would be incorrect with that.
No, that was incorrect,
my brother. No. That would be incorrect. Now I like some of the songs she's made, but she's not one of my favorite rappers. But I respect her, and I like the song and the music that she's put out. But she ain't one of my favorites, not by far.
To the best I can remember, I think you have more love for Queen than you got for B right now. I meant to the best I can remember.
Not at all. You would be wrong with that.
You should stop that. Just stop it.
Yeah, stop it. Yeah, you would be absolutely wrong with that.
Hey, but listen, tonight we got a chance to hear a lot more from our cast and find out how they're doing. This is a co-producer, and again, I do thank you for hanging out with us on Wednesday night. Again, our intent is to be entertaining. But I did promise Mary that we'd double up on her advertising space. So, Tippy, what was the date on that again? She's coming to town?
Saturday, October 5th.
Good job, Tippy.
She just jumped right in a bow. Yeah, I'm here. Saturday. Come on.
And where is she gonna be? Where is she gonna be? Where is it? where's she going to be?
She's at the Gahanna Moose from 12 to 8. She's doing chakra cleansing. She's going to read your aura. She's going to do hypnosis, whether it's past life, early life, or self-improvement, like quitting smoking. And she's going to do readings, like contacting someone who's crossed over or reaching out to tell you some things that are going on in your life.
I wonder if I could be hypnotized. Anybody think they could be hypnotized? I don't think I can be.
Well, listen, if we go another 30 seconds, we're all going to be hypnotized because we're out of air time. But listen, this is co-producer from the world-famous podcast, The Attic, saying good night from the cast and the crew. Say good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Go in peace.
Good night. Night.
Now, run with that.